Mistress Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Anita, Monk Anita, would you like to share why you have a garden at all? You have a garden in your heart, a garden in your garden, and whatever.
Good morning, and this is Monk Anita talking. Why do I have a garden at all? The garden in and outside of me. Okay. Why do I have a garden? A garden gives me the opportunity to plant things. To plant seeds and see them growing, enjoying them, harvest its fruits, if it's a vegetable or a fruit tree, enjoy the flowers and smell them. And a garden gives me the opportunity to meditate in it, to sit quietly and think about things, listen within. And that garden is the garden I plant outside of me. It's the garden I plant in the earth with seeds. And it's the garden inside of me that I plant with thoughts, which are the seeds of my inner garden. And this inner garden gives me an unlimited variety of joy and adventure and happiness and possibilities to simply enjoy it. My garden is my own enjoyment. So when I look around this table here, because we're sitting around the glass table of the monastery patio, and I look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 flowers, including me. And I planted those flowers. And these flowers are the mirror. And as one flower just beautifully explained, they are gorgeous. And these flowers are a beautiful expression of a seed planted at one stage. And now they're their own beautiful, it's funny to explain, they're their own beautiful flower, their own beautiful being, unlimited in their expression, and still they are my mirror expressing my unlimited expression. And that's why I grow a garden. Just to enjoy the beauty. Actually, the divine beauty, God in all. Because my garden is the expression of my divinity. My garden is God in action. And it's absolutely beautiful. That's why I grow a garden. To enjoy God in expression.
Anita.
Thank you.